I'm lonely. Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely. Well, I do. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
La la la.
Well,
that was shocking.
That was a little shocking.
Oh, my.
We just got props from the group over there.
A little bit of the foos for the band in the background.
Yes. That was a little Foo Fighters. Of course, as we always start our program with the Foo Fighters. I know, it's funny. But, yeah.
What was that movie it was from? The one with Tom Hanks' kid, Colin Hanks. Jack Black was in it. I feel like I'm on, I feel like I'm $10,000 pyramid. Shmakma, Achmad.
I think you're just making it up now.
No,
there was no
movie.
There was no movie with the Foo Fighters and Jack Black.
Yes, it was.
They couldn't have ever been.
No, the songs in the movie, they weren't in the movie.
Oh, I thought you meant David Grohl was diving in a pool or something.
No, but there's that great video that got banned from MTV.
The one.
And because of him and Jack Black dressed as women, decided beating each other up.
It may be banned from this show. Well, hey, welcome, boys and girls.
Orange State. That's the name of the movie. Orange State.
All right. I agree.
I think.
Are you sure it was that color?
I don't know.
Anyways, welcome to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. It's 2:10 in the afternoon in the lovely state of Medford. What is it? I don't know. I didn't even look up the weather.
It's 105 degrees.
It's 105 degrees, so everybody should stay inside.
It's actually breaking
56
weather,
degrees.
56. That's what I just got, 56.
All right, well, that's what you just got, 56.
Yeah.
That's what she said last night.
It makes no sense. Oh, man.
That's the way this show is going to start today, because that's... You just have me, Pauly B, and the funny man across from me, the wonderful Christopher Ridgway, who only adds everything to this show. And
I'm the high cholesterol to your good cholesterol.
But you got to understand, every good comedian always started out fat.
Yeah?
Yeah. Lenny Clark.
Well, he was skinny, then he got fat, then he got skinny again.
No, he was fat.
No, when I first saw him, he was skinny with black hair.
He didn't have any
hair. Yes, because he was on copious amounts of cocaine back then, and when he stopped doing drugs, he got fat.
So, what are you trying to say? That many amounts of cocaine gives you black hair?
Yes.
No wonder why
you're you look,
no wonder why you look so fabulous.
Do we have music to play on this show or something?
No, we actually don't have music to play today. Because, anyways, welcome to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in the wonderful 56 degree state of Medford, Boston, and it's 2:12. And the number here is 855-915.
Wait, 855-915-9636.
Yeah, they have like, we have like 18 numbers now.
Just dial like 10 numbers,
so
and
you know what?
You'll get us.
Actually, just send up smoke signals, and we'll get your requests on if you want to.
You can try that.
You can try that if you want to hear anything.
And I'll go on the old Facebooks, and if anybody wants to request something on the Facebook page, you know it, you like it, and put something on there.
And I just want to wish everybody, all my brothers and sisters, a very happy Veterans Day.
Yep, and I would like to give a special Veterans Day greeting to the gentleman sitting across from me.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
And thank you. You got it. Don't get me choked up now, because we have
single-handedly fuck communism and won.
We have a whole show.
Until Paulie went to the army, that Berlin Wall was up. He gets in there. They weren't messing around. They took it down.
That's right.
Probably be communism with its own shoes.
I did actually have a couple of bricks at the house of the wall.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you.
Of the Berlin Wall. Anyways, we'll get to more of that as the show goes on. But like I said, I would definitely like to thank once again everybody that has ever served and is serving, especially my brother, John. See, I knew this was going to happen, but thank you to all the vets out there, and we appreciate you. We definitely do here at the Giddy Up, and I don't even know what else to say right now, but we'll be back with some shout-outs. Yes, Chris?
We will. Shout-outs, shout-outs, you name it.
Okay. Anyways, take us out, Christopher.
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
We'll be right back, kids. best songs ever. Well, definitely by STP.
That song wants to hurt somebody, huh?
That will hurt you.
You know how you usually say a little won't hurt you? I think that song will.
That song would hurt you.
If you met that song in an alley, it would beat the bejesus out of you.
Anyways, that was Flies in the Vaseline.
Then it would take you into the bathroom and have its way with you.
All right, enough.
Over the sink.
And before that was...
then it would take your panties.
All right, so I went from Nutshell... from Alice in Chains to Flies in the Vaseline by STP, and God rest his soul.
Yeah. It'll be almost a year. Next month will be a year.
Has it been, yeah. We may have to do a tribute show, but...
I think we should.
I agree.
The last show of the year, we'll do a tribute.
One of the best bands of all time. I would say
love them.
Top 10.
Love them.
Top 10.
Love them. They were powerhouse. Great players.
Anyways, boys and girls, welcome back to the Giddy Up. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in the it's beautiful out. It's 56 degrees. Mm-hmm. It's lovely. I don't know if I want to use that term, lovely, but it's beautiful out anyways.
Spectacular.
223. The number here is 855-915-9636. I can't even see the chart. And if you want to call and request, but your best bet is to just hit myself or Christopher, the funny man.
Like the Kool-Aid man?
The funny man on Facebook, and I'm sure we can get any requests on. And so now's the time of our show that usually DJ Carla would be here, and she's not.
Nope, she took one look at us and said, "That's it. I'm hitting the bricks."
I think we scared her off.
She'll be
last
back
week.
Next week.
Yes, she will.
Yeah. No.
Anyways, so my compadre will do the shout-outs.
I sure will. So, do you want to spin the wheel first or do the shouts? What would you like to do?
Oh, let me.
Figure out what year we're going to do while I get my glasses on.
Yes.
I just waved to people in the hallway. This is nice. We have visitors. We have a live audience.
I agree with you. Let me spin the wheel, and then at least we'll have. Woo! Wow, good year. 1996?
Ooh, yes, very good year.
Great year. Okay, so...
I got a Beaujolais from 1996 chilling.
Hey, that's when I lost my virginity in 96.
You lost it many years.
I did lose my virginity in a lot of years.
You find it one year, then lose it the next? How's that work?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
You haven't thought this one through, have you?
No, I haven't thought it through. But so 96 will be our year that Christopher will take us through the top 20 hit songs of the year.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing the alternative chart. It was a great year for
nice.
Alt rock. So
very nice.
Some really good stuff on there. Some stuff that I really like a lot. Actually, I won't cheat, but I think the number two song. Hey, how you doing out there? Number two song is probably my favorite. Windows open, folks, so don't mind the street
noise.
That's
all right. They're digging our music. That's
street
why.
Vendors out there selling their wares.
Yeah. I've seen a monkey selling peanuts out in the corner.
He was selling it to elephants. He knew where to make money with the toughest jump posts. All right, so... I think today's the 11th of, it's 11-11.
It is,
make a wish today.
Oh, it's 11-11.
Make a wish today.
That's
you born at 11-11.
I was born at 11-11.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Lost your virginity at 11-11.
I absolutely.
On 11-11. 1996. If you're to be believed. Would you like me to do the shout out, sir?
if you're
crying.
You can.
You're crying.
You got me today.
Oh, man.
Usually you're falling off the seat, but you got me today.
I got a... We got 90 minutes left.
It's 11-11. What are we going to do? It is Veterans Day. It's 11-11. What are we going to do? We're going to have fun.
We're going to entertain the peoples. We're going to make them laugh. Going to make them smile. Going to make them feel good.
Absolutely, sir.
Then we're going to come to the house. We're going to eat what's in their fridge. We're going to drink their ice cold beer. We're going to use their toilets. We're going to clog them up. Shout out today. Okay, so a new shout out is a Medford local, Jamie Martell. Jamie, thank you for liking the Giddy Up. So, batting leadoff.
Thank you, Jamie.
As usual, our good friend Jennifer Kenderzinski lead on. By the way, Jamie's a really good guitar player and a huge Van Halen fan.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Is he good as Eddie?
Better. Eddie's like, it's Hendrix and Eddie. That's, you know.
No, Jimmy Page.
No, Jimmy Page is my favorite.
Hello?
Page, Clapton. I was going to see something really
you're
goofy.
You're at a loss?
Yeah, I'm at a loss.
Okay.
The guy in the Proclaimers is really good. Jennifer Kinnersinski, lead him. Ma and Kim at Malden Trans.
We love you, Billy Kim.
We love you dearly. Billy Roderick. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry. Bill and Chrissy at the Chuck Wagon Diner on New Salem Street in Wakefield. Chrissy Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, who will be on these airwaves tonight between 10 and midnight. Make sure you have your condoms, because that is baby-making music.
It is baby-making music.
It
you
is.
Ain't kidding, buddy.
It is. If your wife's a fertile myrtle, you better stay away from her once he's playing the rocks and he gets the bed rocks and a rolling.
Hey, I did a show one time, you know, just as a guest, and I almost got pregnant.
I was with you.
That's true.
It was very confusing. Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, Eddie Riley, probably trying to get the rocks and rolls trying to get her ready, and I'm just messing with them. Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardone of The Lounge.
Yes, and I was on their show last night.
A special caller.
I was a special caller, yes. And, hey, they do a great job.
They do.
On The Lounge Thursday night. Yep. Yes.
That's on Thursdays, 8 to 10, on these here airways in 91.5. Captain Wayno Friedman.
Wayno, we haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, he used to be our PR guy. What's going on with that, Wayne?
I don't know.
I guess since...
I hope everything's okay, Wayno.
Yeah, maybe you can get us... I guess ever since Letterman went off the air and he couldn't get us on Letterman anymore, you know, get us on... who's on now? Who do you watch, Kimmel?
I like Kimmel.
You're a Kimmel guy. Yeah,
I'm a Kimmel guy.
I like Kimmel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so get us on Kimmel. Kenny Melanson.
But he's not a Jew, so.
Neither was Letterman.
He wasn't?
No, he's from the Midwest.
All right.
I don't have Jewish people in the Midwest.
That's right.
They stop in Illinois. Kenny Melanson.
All right, get us on the new Larry David show.
Yes, do that. Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, who may not be calling in today.
Yeah.
He may be calling in with the weather. He may have his girlfriend writing us a note that he was sleeping. We don't know. Dear Mr. Cotta,
that is very true.
I did not do the weather today because I was sleeping. Signed,
dear Mr. Pauly B.
I'm sorry. Signed, Breezy's girlfriend. Listen to my handler.
That's great.
Caitlin Hussey.
That was good.
Karen Whitman. This is why we need someone else doing a shout out. Sandra Doreen at Sandra Network and Peabody. By the way, I looked them up. I you know, folks use them. They sound like they do a really good job at what they do with IT services. Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi Ebert, the Raging Cajun, former quarterback of the Saints. Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Jim and the Kids on the Yellow 93 bus. Marcin Kinarzynski, you look like you want to interrupt me. Lisa Marie Kilpatrick.
I always look like that, don't I?
You do. It's very disconcerting when I'm on the toilet and I get that look from you.
Well, when you're on the toilet, it's a lot different.
I'm reading.
It shouldn't be disconcerting, though.
No. The mustache of Medford.
Yes, our buddy.
The marinara master.
Yes, and we're going to have him on if he will grace us with his presence for our Thanksgiving show.
Yes.
I would hope so.
Yes.
That would be great. Because he's the best. We love Frankie.
Frankie's a great guy. So Frankie Imbrogamo, our dear friend Denise Fioretti Memoletz.
Yes.
And for the holiday season, Polly will be giving out red and green ones.
I will be giving out Memoletz. Yes. At every Walgreens in your city or town.
What do you usually charge for that?
I don't charge.
Oh, I thought just for the holiday season you were giving the... Because I got a coupon in the mail. You know the mail thing that comes in with all the coupons? This coupon's for Polly B. Mamalette's. First one, get the second one free.
Yeah. You get them all free, don't worry about it. Oh, good Lord. We have way too much fun here.
Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Ted Cornier Crow.
Forget.
Jack and Janice.
Oh, good Lord.
My face hurts.
Frank and Janice.
Big Jack and... I said Big Frank? Big Jack and Janice. And if there's a Frank...
Weren't they on the Jeffersons? I think they were the upstairs neighbors.
Tom and Helen Willis. Stop it. You're red.
Stop it, Chris.
Big Jack and Janice. Kevin of a 90 with Jack. Kevin of 54 with Cookie.
What you want, my boy?
He's doing the George Jefferson walk. Do you know he was like he was really into hallucinogenics, and he used to have a guy in his house who just made LSD for him.
What?
Yeah, look it up. He was a freak, Sherman Hemsley. He was an acid freak. He had dudes in his house who would just, like, manufacture acid.
Were they all naked?
Yeah.
Because they had to be.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because they can't smuggle it out.
Like, if you smuggled it out, you'd be tripping. You can't put it up your butt cheeks, so it would go into your bloodstream.
Well, yeah. Good point.
Oh, man, I had glasses at some point. What happened to them?
I don't know.
Without them.
You throw them off.
Hey, this is about Christine Fantasia, Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe, Bob, and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen, and Rhiannon, Christina Papalato, Ricky Cummings and the Dirty E. I hope the Dirty E knows that. Thank you. Marky, Big Mark Gayhart, Amy DiDomenico, John Abbas Buckley, I finally said Abbas right, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termarsh, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Switzer, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, of the Bread Not the Cap, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Jolly Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnan, Charlie McCarthy, the beautiful and talented Colleen Shea, Amy Giamacco Moquin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt, Rose, Rebecca Rose Cassidy, our dear friend DJ Carla D, who we should be seeing next week.
Hopefully, yes. Uh-huh. And she said, absolutely.
We're giving her a special shout to her and her her family. She's watching the children's on the Veterans Day.
Right. She forgot about, the holiday.
Call and give us a shout out. Tell us how the team did last week. Eric Wilson, Pam Bridge, Joanne Riddle, Debbie Depot, Chris in the 45 bus with Dante, Jerry, and Joseph, and Daniel Santa Lucia, or Santa Lucia, depends on which part of the boot you're from. Some say it's chi, some say it's si, it depends. And that, my friends, is the shout-outs.
Wow, Christopher, that was quite the work for
you. I need
you.
A doctor.
You need a doctor now? And how do you think Carla's going to feel when she has to do that?
Oh, that poor kid. I hope she has health insurance.
Thank you very much, sir. That was a wonderful job, as always.
Thank you, brother.
And, okay, 2:37. We're great on time today, huh?
Yeah, when the studio's empty, you can get to come in about a half hour early and relax and be set
That's
up.
That's beautiful.
No rushing around.
Why don't you take us out, and we'll be back with some silly news and some weather. Actually, it's only 51 degrees now in the beautiful state of Medford, Mass.
I don't want to steal Joe's thunder if he does call in. Yay, the breeze, I stole his thunder. But I'm just going to say something about Monday. It's supposed to be 65 degrees.
Wow.
We're giving you permission to call in sick for work. Yes. Don't show up Monday. Go to the beach. Go to the golf course.
Especially if you're a vet.
Yeah. I think, well, you know what I always say. If seriously, if you're a vet and you're working today, you give us your boss's number. We're going to call them up and say, hey, what the blank?
I don't blame
seriously,
you.
Seriously. I have a hard time with that.
We should have done that.
Where employers, you know, they give, oh, hey, we got somebody to call in. Give a lip service. Say, happy Veterans Day. Also, give people the day off who served. They deserve
it. Okay, give me one sec. WMFO, you're live on the air. Hello? I guess we got hung up on.
I guess somebody's radio shy.
All right. All right. Anyways, we are going to be right back, and we'll do some, I don't know, funny news, and we'll talk about Veterans Day and what it means to all of us. And Christopher, I appreciate you doing that for me. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. seek your truth when I'm down and blue. I'd rather be me than you. Like the coldest winter chill, heaven beside you, hell with me. Like the coldest winter chill, heaven beside you, hell with me. Like the coldest winter well, heaven beside you, hell with me.
jaded you.
Trust me, I'm not the one that jaded you.
Yeah, somebody did it a long time ago.
Yes, absolutely. Welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. It is 2:57 in the afternoon, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of 51 degree Medford, Boston.
I'm going to give the longitude a latitude.
I am not going to give you the longitude or the latitude.
Hey, don't you give me no latitude.
I'll give you latitude if I want.
You're a fistful of latitude, I tell you.
Anyways, welcome back. You're joining DJ Polly B and, of course, the funny man, Christopher Ridgway.
I guess we're wearing our sunglasses now.
That's the thing to do.
That's what the kids are doing today.
That's what the kids do, so we might as well join in, right?
I hear that.
I don't know. Or join Trump, and we could just have orange hair.
Below the waist.
Below the waist.
Below the waist.
Anyways, welcome back, and I think we're gonna. What are we gonna do, Christopher? We're gonna do some funny news.
Funny news. We just do serious news. We done about funny news. I've never made a joke out of our news once.
And first of all, we don't do serious news.
No,
we do not.
We're entertainers. We're song and dance men. We're old school vaudevillians.
Yeah, we're vaudevillians. Yeah.
There's a guy with a cane in the doorway waiting to
get just waiting to hook us out.
Maybe out, Johnny.
Trust me, I know there's been a lot of guys in the office that wanted to hook us out. Because they're like, you guys are out of control.
All right. Man, so first of all, I got a couple stories for all you kids today. So, Polly, I'm going to need volume for the second one. If you can, if you could facilitate that for me, Mr. DJ Polly B.
You got it, sir.
The facilitator. That's, by the way, do you remember Polly's rap album in 97?
Oh,
the facilitator?
God.
That was his, you know. Yeah. They used to call him the facilitator.
They did call me the facilitator. I couldn't even walk in the streets of Malden.
No?
Without being mobbed.
No. Because he was the facilitator.
I was the all right, I'm not even going to try to rap.
You look like Scott Zolak with the sunglasses right now.
What?
You do, because if you ever see when Scott Zolak's on television, because of the studio lights, he has an eye problem. He wears sunglasses. And with your glasses and your hair and the phones, you look like Zolak.
I at least have a better arm than him.
You know what? He had a great arm. He just didn't know where it was going.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So,
I'm the facilitator.
Oh, you got me on that one.
Come down. Oh, I don't even know the words to that song.
Well, you made it up.
Punch me down.